Today is Friday, June 5th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I literally was looking over at my computer to see what the date is, because I don't know what the date is. So when I say it, I have to, I have, Windows has that little clock that shows the date as well in the bottom right-hand corner. Yeah, so I was looking at that, and I'm like, what day is it? Every time I do that little beginning, I'm like, okay, what's the day? What's the date? What's the year? I don't know. It just all runs together. Mark and I were talking about how long we've been together, and we're coming up on 8 years, and he was marking it by vacations that we've taken. So every year on our anniversary, we take a vacation, but I don't think we're going to do anything this year. I mean, maybe we will. We're moving on the 13th of June, and our anniversary is on July 4th. So I don't know. And, you know, I mean, people aren't flying, so we don't want to fly. We could drive, but I hear that like renting RVs, I mean, obviously we could drive in a car, but do we want to stay in a hotel? Where would we go? I don't know. That's still up in the air. But anyway, he and I were talking, and our first anniversary was the Buffalo River, and our second year anniversary of becoming boyfriends. I mean, we're not married yet. But we still mark our anniversary of, like, you know, becoming official, whatever you want to call it. Oh, that's so sweet. You're 40, almost 42 years old, and you're marking an anniversary of literally becoming, like, going steady. But anyway, so Buffalo River, and then the second year was, oh, I'm going to forget. I've already forgotten. I think the second year was South Dakota when I met Miss Kathy Bacon, and apparently pissed off her entire family at Mount Rushmore. And then the third year was, I'm not going to remember. The third year was, no, I've completely forgotten now what the third year was. He knew them. Like, he knew everyone. But anyway, we've done, I think he said Miami. And then maybe the fourth year was, I don't know. Like, I can't remember. But, and then the fifth year was Hawaii, sixth year was Utah, and then seventh year was, oh, no, I'm sorry. It was, you guys don't even care. I don't know why I'm calling out, like, the places that I've been. But anyway, we were talking about the vacations that we've taken. Last year was Alaska. It was the Alaskan cruise. And I don't know what we're going to do, but there you go. I don't even know what brought that up. So yesterday, I recorded late, and I'm recording late again today. I'm recording at 10:07 p.m. because it's been so busy getting ready. And I think I've told you guys a million times, I'm trying to move a few things from my studio every day, or a few things just from the house in general. We are hiring movers. We have hired movers, and they're coming on the 13th. Super, super early. But there are a lot of things, like, I have a lot of this cheapo MDF furniture from, like, Target and Walmart and IKEA, wherever, that, you know, particle board furniture that we eventually need to replace all those with, like, actual real furniture. But for the studio especially, I've kind of pieced them all together to be my studio. And all the studio furniture that I've looked at for, like, recording, like, musicians and stuff like that doesn't really suit kind of my setup. And I've, even though it's really cheapy furniture, I've kind of gotten everything in a groove the way I like it to be with my monitors and my mixer and, like, all that, you know, and whatever. So regardless, and plus the movers, I seem to recall that when they see MDF furniture, they're like, hey, we don't warranty that. They make you sign something extra saying, we're not going to warranty the MDF furniture. It's too cheap. And so, you know, I need to move all the MDF furniture in the studio and all the computer equipment because I don't really want them to carry the computer equipment or the mixers, anything like that. And also we've started moving all the art and mirrors and everything off the walls because those are hard to pack. Like you can't really, you can buy the special like art boxes, but they're expensive and they only hold one or two pieces. And like, also, I don't know, I'm beginning to think we may need to move the TVs ourselves as well, just because again, awkward things to pack. And every time I move something, Mark's like, are you sure they're going to have enough to move when they get here? Because you're going to have everything moved. So today our assignment was, and we also like have an assignment every day when we go out there. So so today it was, we needed trash cans because for some reason, Tawny Town, it's a very small town. It's like 2,300 people. And for some reason, they don't provide, their waste service does not provide trash cans. And so when Mark called, they're like, oh yeah, you can, apparently you could literally just take your trash bags to the curb and that's fine. I mean, what kind of area is this that we're living in where we can literally just take the bags to the curb? It's ridiculous. They're like, and or you can buy your own, you know, you can buy your own trash cans if you want. So today we took a box from the studio, a mirror, some art, like a piece of art, and I have this weird, like, it's not weird, but this cube, this, it's kind of a, it's a, what do you call those things? They're cubes that sit on the floor, and you can use them for a seat if you want, but they're storage as well, like a storage cube. And it has all my music, all my trumpet music from all my years of playing trumpet. Like my etude books and stuff like that from college. So we took those things and then we dropped them off. We went to Lowe's first and they didn't have the trash can that we wanted. So then we went to Home Depot. And anytime I say a store, I feel like someone's going to write me and say, you know they're anti-LGBT, right? And then I'm going to have to stop shopping there. But anyway, regardless, we went to Lowe's and again, we were one of like, I don't know, 25% of the customers maybe were wearing masks. It was ridiculous. And we didn't find the trash can that we were wanting, so then we went to Home Depot, and we did. They had the, they have a recycling one and just a regular one that we wanted. It's just further away from the house, so we're hoping to find it at Lowe's. So we did that, and then I spent another probably hour in the yard trying to negotiate sprinkler system, not a sprinkler system, negotiate sprinklers. They're not, you know, actually, the bad thing is having the hose all over your yard because I've got hose literally strewn about my yard. And when I go to mow or when the mowers come to mow, we haven't hired a lawn service yet. So I haven't decided whether I'm just going to mow or whether we're going to hire somebody, but you know, then you're going to have to pull up the hose when, you know, when you need to mow. And if you want the yard to look nice, you don't want to have a hose laying around. So that's ridiculous. And then I did find a couple of really nice, and they were cheap, but these sprinklers just, you know, they have a spike on the end of them. You can literally spike them down into the ground to hold them into place. And you can adjust like the arc or the angle, you know, at which they'll spew the water. And I spent like an hour trying to adjust these things to cover the entire backyard. And it's a pretty large backyard, so I'm probably going to need at least two more of them. But that means I'm going to need two more long hoses, and that's more hoses in my yard and more timers that I need for more zones. And then we still have to do the front yard. I didn't even get to the front yard. So basically, that's what I did. And I did, to answer Gary, we still haven't showered in the porn shower. However, today, as I was trying to adjust the sprinklers, I did get a shower. The sprinkler sprayed me. And I'm still wet. Mark said, I don't charge you for washing your shirts. You could just change. I'm like, oh, it'll dry eventually. Oops, I just kicked the microphone. So anyway, that's what we did. And I worked today, but I didn't really feel like working. And mostly I had my laptop open and I was answering emails and watching Slack while I took the soundproofing material off the walls here in the studio. You'll start to hear it's going to get more and more echoey until we finally move. Because, anyway. All right, well, tomorrow we're going to do some more moving, and my mom's going to come over to help pack some more. We're going to take a big table over there, the kitchen table, just more moving. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I will talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.